But since you're an actor, you get involved in Chautauqua.
Yes.
Tell us what Chautauqua is.
Okay. Chautauqua is a summertime actual humanities supported program that tries to bring history alive, as I refer to it, by asking scholar performers, again, this combination of a person's ability to actually present in a first-person characterization a historical figure from the past. Mostly we've done characters out of American history. And usually what happens is we have five of us that accept invitations from various cities or places around a theme. Like the first one I got involved in was called The American Progressive Era. And the character I created for my first Chautauqua here in Tulsa in the summer of 1992 was William Jennings Bryan, the famous orator who literally ran for president unsuccessfully three times. Mm-hmm. But that's the kind of thing. And I've been fortunate. I've done almost seven different characters, I think, now, and even a few for a futurist out on the East Coast who had a need for some other characters that I didn't do in the local Chautauqua. But we have been running an Oklahoma Chautauqua now since 92, and it's still going on. It is now being done in usually four cities, three for sure every summer, and usually there's a fourth that is tacked on. And that group of five actors, performers, travel to each one of them and spend a week there doing workshops and then the evening performances where. And the neat thing about Chautauqua, from my viewpoint, is you not only present the character in person and then answer questions in person. So you really have to know the person's life and what they were concerned about and the issues that they were articulating in their time. But then you step out of character for the final 15 or so minutes, and then people in the audience, the Chautauqua audience, can ask you questions as a scholar performer. What did you really think about? So the interesting thing for me is the last one I did two summers ago was in a Chautauqua themed The 60s Surviving, and I did Timothy Leary.
Yes. Did you do some LSD to do enter into
No,
that?
This time I didn't use the sacred substance, as we refer to them. I just did it on my own.
Yes, but you did Sir Winston Churchill, you did William Shakespeare, H.G. Wells, Generals Robert E. Lee, William Sherman, as well as Frank Lloyd Wright, who had a presence in our own city, as a
that
matter of fact.
Right.
And P.T. Barnum, Thomas Edison. Okay, I suppose the question would be, which one was your favorite?
And it's always like asking a parent, which one of your children is your favorite, right? What happens, I think, for most of us is every time we're working, usually we have about a year to prepare. We're working on a curve. We get so involved with that one and so committed to making them come alive again for people that it becomes our favorite. If I had to pick, okay, it has to be, for me, William Shakespeare because of my love of theater and the chance to get to pretend to be the bard and carry that character forward was probably, if not the favorite, certainly one of my favorite Chautauqua experiences.
Did you, in your classroom experience, were you able to teach about any of these people? Mm-hmm. And did your Chautauqua experience help you in that or vice versa?
But both and, you're right. And I did because I taught not only theater and those kinds of things, but I taught humanities in a way that essentially was my attempt to go back and begin in the ancient Near East with the Greeks and the Hebrews, and talk about these parallel traditions that have informed European, Western, and American society. And in doing that, I had many of those characters, like you mentioned, Sir Winston Churchill, Shakespeare. So I had that part of it. We did the Civil War twice, so that I could play both sides of the Civil War, being both the General Robert E. Lee and then William Tecumseh Sherman. So it's that kind of stuff that, so when you go into the classroom, sure, you have a way of not only that you know their lives in some detail, but a way of bringing, pointing to things in their lives, and even sometimes I would enact a portion of a person's life so that my class got a sense of it. As Nancy could tell you, one time we were at the Tulsa Performing Arts Center, and a man who was a lawyer came walking over the row and said, "Dr. Catchell, I'm so glad to see you. I just wanted you to know your humanities course changed the course of my life." And I said, "Really? I hope for the better." And he said, "Oh, yes." He said, "I decided to work hard in school and become a lawyer." And he said, "I don't think I would have done it without your course."
Isn't that great to hear that?
It is.
Those students that were in your class, to all of a sudden, you're talking about Winston Churchill, and then pretty soon you became that Winston Churchill, right?
Yes, yes.
What a unique experience.
Yeah, it was fun. It was just great.
Yes.
I never knew who I was living with when he was getting close to performing in
right.
The last week. It was like, who are you today?
That's good.